They didn't know what good looked like. So I didn't just walk away from a job that day. I walked into my next career as a product discovery coach. For the past 7 years, I've been teaching product teams how to create successful products by obsessing about their customers' needs, pain points, and desires. I started with one-on-one product manager coaching. I quickly learned that it wasn't enough to develop product managers, and my coaching evolved to teaching product managers, designers, and engineers how to make team decisions about what to build. With time, I came to view my coaching curriculum as a product in and of itself, and I started to measure the impact of how I coached. I tracked cohorts. I measured where teams got stuck. I iterated on my methods. Over time, my curriculum got better, and as a result, the product teams that I worked with got better. Today, teams walk away from my 12-week coaching program equipped with an arsenal of continuous discovery habits that help them discover, iterate, and refine products that deliver value for their customers in a way that drives value for their businesses. My goal with this book is to share those habits with you in the hopes that you too will be inspired to spend more time with your customers. The world needs better products. It's up to us to make that happen. This book will teach you how. Part 1. What is continuous discovery? Chapter 1. The what and why of continuous discovery. How do you know that you're making a product or service that your customers want? How do you ensure that you're improving it over time? How do you guarantee that your team is creating value for your customers in a way that creates value for your business? In this book, you'll learn a structured and sustainable approach to continuous discovery that will help you answer each of these questions, giving you the confidence to act while also preparing you to be wrong. You'll learn to balance action with doubt so that you can get started without being blindsided by what you don't get right. Let's start at the beginning. All product teams do a set of activities to decide what to build and then do a different set of activities to build and deliver it. While you'll learn that these two activities can and should overlap and interweave with each other, the work that is required to do each is fundamentally different. In this book, I'll refer to the work that you do to decide